The Gemara in Eruvin. The Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak on Daf Chof Vav Amud Beis talks about Eruv Chatzeros and Shitufim and Eruv Chatzeros and Eruv Chumim. So we need to put bread in a place where we're going to be on Shabbos. That's the Eruv Tchumin. A person is allowed to walk out of his place, out of his city, 2,000 amos. If he wants to walk 2,000 more, so he has to put a piece of bread, a mozon shtei seudos, at the end of the 2,000 amos, and it's considered as if that's where his place is on Shabbos, and he's allowed to walk from there 2,000 amos to every direction. The mozon two seudos is a few daf in the Gemara, what's considered mozon two seudos. It doesn't have to be dafka bread, it could be something that you dip the bread in, and it's enough for what you would use in two seudos. Then it also there's a din that the mozon that we put in Eruv Chatzeros or Eruv Tchumin, it has to be that you're able to eat it. If it was a mozon that you are not able to eat it, let's say it was Isuri Anoa, Kloya, Kerem, or Orla, so then it's not called the Eruv, because it has to be considered that where a person's food is, that's where his place is on Shabbos. Now, there could be certain foods that are mutter to some people and also to others. Let's say the Mishnah says, Me'arvin la'nozir b'yayin, b'li'soil batrume. A nozir is not allowed to drink wine. So if a nozir puts wine, that's a mozon shtei seudos, the Gemara says how much is a shear of wine for two seudos. If he puts a wine, so he can't drink it. So what's the din? Is it called Eruv or not? So the Tanakam and the Mishnah, it says that you can be ma'arev with a nozir, a Eruv can be made of wine. Why? Even though he can't eat it, but since other people are able to eat wine, to drink wine, so memele, it's enough to be called the Eruv. But Israel but Ruma, Israel can eat Ruma, just a Kohen can eat Ruma. So how could a Israel put Ruma that he can't eat? So we say because a Kohen is allowed to eat it, so it's also considered an Eruv. Sumcha zaymar b'chulin. Sumcha says that you can't make an Eruv for Yisrael Truma. It has to be chulin that Yisrael himself could eat. So why doesn't Sumcha argue on the Nozer B'yayin and say that a Nozer can't have an Eruv B'yayin? So that the Gemara explains. The Gemara in Daf Lamed. The Gemara says, Masnisen deloike beis shamay. In the Tanya, Beis Shammai Yomrim, Ein Malvin Le'Nozer B'Yayin V'Le'Yisrael Batrume. Beis Shammai says you can't. Beis Shammai argues also on Nozer, and he says that you can't make an Eruv for a Nozer in Yayin because he can't drink it. Beis Hillel Yomrim, Malvin Le'Nozer B'Yayin V'Le'Yisrael Batrume. Omrulem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, I'atem Moedim Shemalvin La'Godor B'Yom HaKippurim. Just like you are mode that on Yom Kippur, if you want to make an Eruv for Yom Kippur, which is like Shabbos Legabe Tchumin, and you can't walk out of 2,000 Amos or Eruv Chatzeros, and you would make an Eruv for the Godol with food, you have to, and Yom Kippur you're not allowed to eat, so how could you make an Eruv? So it says you're allowed to make an Eruv. You can make an Eruv for a Godol on Yom Kippur, and even though he can't eat it. So Rashi says, "Shemalvin legodel lemishu godel sheivish teisavis shechayov beinui v'avol gav delomochol lechazile." It has to be roy to eat on the day the eruv is chal. That means for Yom Kippur itself, and he can't eat it. Hoil v'chazile koton sheinu baronshin. Ach koton is einu baronshin. A koton is allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So memela, because for him it's mutar, so it's mutar for a godel also. So Beisila says to Beis Shammai, just like your modem, you agree that on Yom Kippur we can make an Eruv, even though the person who's making the Eruv cannot eat it on Yom Kippur, but since a katan can eat it, so it's enough for an Eruv for a godol also, so the same thing on Nozir B'Yayin, even though the Nozir himself can't eat it, but since others can eat it, so it should be considered an Eruv. So Gemara says, Beis Shammai, what does Beis Shammai answer on that svara? Ikes hosam ikesudo ruya mi boidyoim. Hoche lekesudo ruya mi boidyoim. Has to be a sudo that's roy mi boidyoim. That means the Erev Yom Kippur, the sudo is roy. So memele it's going to offer Yom Kippur also. But The Gabi Nozer B'yayin, it's not Roy Mibayim, he's never allowed to eat it. Some Rishonim, the Ritavah, I think, says, and Daf Lamed Vov, the Gemara says, Bo Minei Rove Mirav Nachman, Kiko Zu Ayoim Choylu Lamocho Kodesh. If one says a certain piece of bread, a kikor, a loaf of bread, should be chol today, let's say Erev Shabbos, it's chol, it's chulin, and on Shabbos it becomes hektish. As soon as Shabbos starts, it becomes hektish and also b'hano, also to use. V'omar, irvu li bazeh, he says he wants to use this kikor for Erev. That means that on Erev Shabbos, when he's putting the kikor, it's still mutar b'hano and b'achile. But as soon as Shabbos starts, when the Eruv starts, it's going to be Osur Bachila. So is it a Eruv or not? Mahu. Omale Eruvoy Eruv. It is called the Eruv. Hayoim Kodesh Ulamoch Ochoel. If he says on Erev Shabbos, it's Osur Bano, and Shabbos it's Mutar. Boma Irvuli Bozeh Mahu. Omale Ein Eruvoy Eruv. Maishno. What's the difference? So he told him, you have to be Ma'ayin in it. So he said, Hayoim Choel Ulamoch Ochoedesh. When he says that only on Shabbos it becomes hektish, misfeke lo inachse le kedusha, that means ben hashmoshes, when we say the kedusha has to come, so we say misofek, it didn't start the kedusha, it's like a chazoka, so memele, we say that when the Shabbos started, when the ben hashmoshes, when the Eruv has to be chal, it's still mutar. Ayoim kodesh ulamoch ochon, misfeke lo ipoko le kedusha osa minei, that when we say that it's on Erev Shabbos, it was a Kodesh, and it was also Bano, so Misfeke, it doesn't go off the Kedusha, so Memele, it's also. Omarove, Zoysoy Mere, Soif Ayom Koine Eruv, Diisal Kedai Toch Tchilas Ayom Koine Eruv, Yomar Irvuli Bozea Mailo Yomar Klum. And Rav Papa says, Afilutei Metchilas Ayom Koine Eruv, Beinon Seudo Ruyo Miboidioim Veleke. So here it's talking, if we say Soif Ayom, that means the last second of Erev Shabbos is Koine Eruv, so it's following the status of the bread on Erev Shabbos. Or we say Tchilas Ayom Koine Eruv, that means the first minute of Shabbos is Koine Eruv, so the first minute of Ben Hashmoshes is when it has to be Mutar. So some Rishonim say what the Gemara says here, in Beis Shammai, that Malvin Lenozer Beyayin, that Beis Shammai says, Ein Malvin Lenozer Beyayin, and he says it has to be Sudo Ruyom Ibayim. That Erev Yom Kippur, if you put a bread, it's Sudo Ruyom Ibayim. That he says, because he holds that Soif Ayom Koine Eruv, and he doesn't say Tchilas Ayom. Some say that it's a Doichak to say that it's taller in this man Domer. That's one Gemara. Then the next Gemara, it says, a few Shuras weiter, it says, Sumchus Oymar Bechulin. Sumchus argues on the chelek of Truma, that Yisrael b'Truma is not Koine Eruv, but a Nozer B'Yayin is Koine Eruv. So the Gemara asks, Vilu le Nozer B'Yayin lo ipolik. A Nozer B'Yayin is not chelek that a Nozer can make Eruv B'Yayin. My time, what's the time that a Nozer can do B'Yayin? Efsho de Mitzshela Nezirus, because he could be Shoyo on his Nezirus, he could have Harota from the Nezirus, Memele. So it's Roy, it's called that, it's considered Roy, since even though now he can't eat it, but he has a way to redo the status of this lechem and of this yain, so Memele won't be another and it would be Mutar. And that's enough to be called Roy for a Eruv. Yochi Trumenami, Efshol Demis Shililuya. Why do you say Sumchus that's Ruma, you can't make a Eruv? Because it's not Roy Lisroel, but you can be shoel on the truma because it's made al yedei dibur like a neder. So also it'd be roy. So the Gemara says, "Yimis shilalo hodale tivle." If you're shoel on the truma, so it becomes tevel, and tevel is likewise also bachila. There won't be any gain by being shoel. So the Gemara asks, "V'lifu shalom imokemacha." Let it become. Let's say it's roy to be shoel, then it would become tevel, and you would still be able to be mafrish from another place the tevel. It's not roy to be mafresh mimokim achram because it's not minamukif. It has to be close by the truma and the chulin. So memele, you wouldn't be able to be torim. So the Gemara asks, lifro shalom mineu bay. Let's take out from the tevel itself that there should be able a way to be shoyal on the truma, and you could be mafresh again mineu bay. So the Gemara says, the less beshiure. that he has to be Mosen Shtei Sudas if you would have to be Terumah from Mitoch this Ochel that you could be Shoyal and make it back to be Tevel, so then it wouldn't have a Shiur. So Memele, it's talking by Terumah that it's not Roy to be Shoyal on, because then it would be Tevel and you wouldn't be able to be Mafrish Terumah because it wouldn't have a Shiur. So Memele, that's why they argue that Terumah Le Yisrael is also. But Nozer B'yayin is Mutar because it's Roy Le Shaila. That's the cheat of Sumpus. Then the Gemara says, my paske, why would the Mishnah talk about such a thing that Dafka, a Muslim that has no shear to be mafrish? Sumchus is like the Rabbanan. There's a machlokes Rebbe in the Rabbanan. If called Dovah Shum Mishum Shavuos, is Mutar Ben Hashmoshes or also what the Rabbanan answered on Shabbos, Mishum Shavuos. They said to be Shove, they said not to do a certain thing on Shabbos, Midar Rabbanan. If Ben Hashmoshes, it also is a Isur, or Ben Hashmoshes, it's still Mutar, and the Isur starts only on Vaday Shabbos. Rebbe says that Shavuos is Mutar, and the Rabbanan say it's also. So Menele Sumchus holds that it's also to be Mafish Ben Hashmoshes. So even though if you would be Shoel on the Terumah, it would become Tevel, but you wouldn't be able to be Mafish on it, because it's a Zman of Ben Hashmoshes, where there's a Isur Shavuos to be Mafish Terumah in that time. Tosfos here adds on and says that what we learned before, there was a sugya before of Hektish. The Gemara said that if you're Maktish something, so you can't make a roof in it because it's also to use. So Tosfos says, Eino moil mashavoy letaknoi, elo b'midi d'chozi hashte l'shumodam kigoyin t'rume d'chazi l'kranim. That means what it says, that Roy Lesaken is only something that even now it's Mutar. That means now it's Mutar Teruma to a certain person Tekoi. And also to this Yisroel is Ma'arev, he could be Metaken. So then we say it's Roy to be Ma'afer, to be Shoyal on it. But you don't say just because it's Roy to be Shoyal, let's say Yisuri Ano Mamish like Hetzvish. Beteida, Doma Lel Den Ma'avin Bekdesh, Yisafel Gav Devshal Yisshuli Alayu. Hektish, you could be Shoyal on. But right now, there's no one who could use it. So it's a raya that the Svora of Epshar to be Shoyal on it is only if it's together with the Svora that you could use it. That's two Gemaras we brought and a Tosfos. Now we'll go to the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says, and we'll come back afterwards to our Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Yevamos says, we're going into the Sugya of a katan that is potter min mitzvahs, if a gadol is muzar, if a gadol has to be careful not to give a katan isurim biyodayim. The Gemara says, Rav Yitzchak bar Bisne irchas ulei maftechi debei medrash b'rshus rabim b'shabse. Rav Yitzchak bar Bisne lost the keys of the base medrash in the rishus rabim on Shabbos, and he had to have the keys to open the base medrash, and he can't take out the keys from the Rishus Rabbim to open the base medrash, because it will be a Hutzol Mirshus L'Rishus. And he has to find them. Also, the Kamei de Repedos, so what did Repedos tell him to do? Om Alei Zil Daval Tali Vitalia, take a boy and a girl, young children that are Ketanim, V'litai Luhosam, let them walk around in that area where he lost the keys. Dimashkechilu, if they find the keys, Maisilu, they'll bring it. You're not doing anything, you're letting them play there. When they find the keys, they will bring it by themselves, even though they are doing a hotzom or shus to shus, but they are not mitzuveh, and you are not doing it. Then the Gemara says, Alme kosovar, so we see from here that Reb Pedos holds, koton eichel nevelos, ein bezin mitzuvin leafrishet. That if a koton eats nevelos, bezin are not mitzuveh to be mafrish. That means, if we see a koton doing an aveira by himself on his own, and it doesn't, not because we gave it to him, not in our fault, he just was sitting and eating a dover also on aveira, so bezin are not mitzuvah to be mafrishim. You don't have to be mochen him and say to take it away, from him. To give it to him biodayim is also. Why? Because there's psukim that it says lo sachilum, lo sochlum, lo sachilum, we darsh not to give it to ketanim. But to be mafrishim, to be moichay, you're not mechuyim. There's an interesting nesiv, he says in Shabbos, why does the Gemara always say oichal nevelis? So he says, even though, he has a whole cheshben, and he says in the cheshben, that the chidush, that even though nevelis, that we have a chshash that will be metam temes alev, macholis asuros is yodua, that if one eats something that's also to eat, it makes your heart, it makes your mind and your seichel metamten. That means it becomes like not clear. You can't think the right way the Torah wants you to think. So memela, if you eat nevelos, it's metamten mesalik. So even though the koton is eating nevelos, still we don't have a special chiyuv to be mafrishim. Then the Gemara says, leme mesayele, let's say a raya that ain't bezin mitzuvin lafrishay, because a person shouldn't say on Shabbos to a tinuk to bring him a key, derech reshus or rabim, or to bring him a choisom, something that he needs on Shabbos, elo manichoy toilesh, manichoy zoirek. He lets him cut from the ground anything that's planted by himself, if you didn't tell him to do it, or manichoy zoirek, you let him throw the keys by himself. But you didn't tell him to do it. So Menele, here we see in the Braise that Ein Bezdin Metzuvin Afrisha, you see that the Kotan is doing it and you don't tell him to stop. So it's a Raya like this Shita. It's no Raya. Maybe Bezdin Metzuvin Afrisha, Bezdin have to tell him to stop. But why over here we say Manichoy Toilesh, Manichoy Zerik Toilesh is talking by otzit shein onokuv, a flower pot, it's not growing from the ground. It's yenike, it's not from the ground. So midoraisa, it's not called tlisha. Tlisha is only if you're tolish something, mimokim gedula, from the ground. So since it's a dorabonan tlisha, so we don't have to stop it. Zoyrek, the common is dorabonan. We're talking about zoyrek, milshus, lilshus, or in the daladamas, milshus, or rabim, it's not a real rishus, or rabim, it's talking about a common. So here in the Gemara, it says mefuresh, that even though it might be that Bezdin Mitzuvin Lafrisho on a Doiraise, but on a Dorabonon is in Bezdin Mitzuvin Lafrisho. Says the Rashba. Miu Mashmali, the Bisurin Shal Divreye, Mutoloi Loimaloi Lechel Beferush. That we hear from this Gemara that says, that even if you hold Bezdin Mitzuvin Lafrishoy, by the Rabbonon is Ein Mitzuvin Lafrishoy, that means that the Rabbonon goes down one darge. So if so, if we hold Laloch, that Ein Bezdin Mitzuvin Lafrishoy, by the Raise, so by the Rabbonon, you could give him Lachatchila, you could give him the Dober Issa that he should eat. Because it goes down one darge. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lametes. He brings a Gemara. It says, Rav Meshal Shia Yoiv Pruta Letina Goy, Bezora Leik Shuse Bekarme. Shuse Bekarme is a sug of a Kloim Derabonon. And he didn't want to plant it himself. It's Kloim Derabonon. And Atina Kisroeli didn't give it to him. He gave it to a Goy to plant. So the Gemara asks, Velite Lei Letina Kisroel. Let him let a Tina Kisroel do it. It's only a Derabonon. He's doing it by himself. That the tinok, if you let him do for you planting of a kloim derabonan, he might do it when he gets older also. If you say that it's also a yisro derabonan to tell him to plant biodaim, so what does the Gemara say? That he should give it to Tinuk Yisrael, but it's a Yisur, and it's a Yisur Darabon, and it's also to give him Biodayim. Elovad, I can dare more on. We have to say, like we said before, that a Yisur Darabonon is Mutar Litin Le Biodayim. That's why the Gemara says, Litin Le Tinuk Yisrael. So the Gemara answers on that, also le misrach, that even though there might be times that you're allowed to give a Yisro biodaim to a Tinuk Yisroel, but there sometimes is a Yisro because of also le misrach, we're afraid that later on he might do it when he's a Godel also. There's such a Gemara in Eruvin and Daf Mem. The Gemara talks about drinking on Yom Kippur. A question brocha. If you have it on Yom Kippur, let's say, if there came out a mitzvah that you needed to do a question brocha, or you made kiddush on Yom Kippur, and you give it to a cotton to drink, the Gemara says you're not allowed to, because osi lemisrach, then when he'll become a godol, he will also come to make the mistake and drink it. So the Rashba says, even though it says a Isur, at the end it says, because Osele Misrach, so every time there's a Isur Drabonon, you want to give it to a Tinek Biodaim, you'll say it's Osele Misrach. So the Rashba says that time is only when you're telling the cotton to do it for you. So since then he did, the cotton did it for a Godol, so he might think that later on he's also allowed to. But Lesurach HaKotten himself, if the cotton himself needs to drink or do something, so then we don't say Osele Misrach. When he'll be older, he'll know that it's also to do. Then they ask the Rashba from our Gemara. Ikashiloch, it says in Erevin Daf Lamed Aleph Omid Beis, Ein Malvin Betevel. The Gemara says, Lamed Aleph Omid Beis, Veloy Betevel. You're not allowed to make a Erevin Tevel. Pshite, of course you're not allowed to make a Erevin Tevel, because it has to be a Oichel that's roi to eat. And Tevel is not roi to eat. So the Gemara says, Leitzich, it's talking Betevel Tobul Midrabon. That's tevel, the only midrabonah, midoraisa, it wasn't tevel, just midrabonah, it's tevel, ukegon shazori ba'atit shena noku. Ba'atit shena noku is not really called gedule karka, so memele, it's only a tevel midrabonah that you have to miser it. So in that it says that you can't, the chidush in the Mishnah, that since you have to have a eruv bedova roi la'achila, and tevel derabonah is not roi la'achila. So the Rashba is, if he said that it's mutar to give, so why does the Gemara say Tevel Midrabonon is also to do a Eruv? It's Chozi L'Ktanim. You could give it to L'Ktanim L'Chatchila. If we say Ein Bezdin Mitzuvin L'Afrishoi, but you can't give it Biodaim, that wouldn't be a Kasha, because it means a cotton could be Eger Yisur, doesn't mean that it's called the Sudo Roy L'Achila. But if you say that a cotton you could give it in Biodaim, so since you could give it to Biodaim, it's Chozi L'Ktanim, it's Roi L'Ktanim. And the Gemara we said before, that Yom Kippur, why you could be Ma'arev L'Godol B'Yom HaKippurim, because it's Chazi L'Ktanim. So Chazi L'Ktanim is enough of a Sbore, that it's called Roi L'Achila, it's called Roi Esudu for Eru. So the same thing, by a Tevel D'Rabbonon, it could be called Roi L'Achila, because it's Chazi L'Ktanim, since the Rashba said it's Mutalit L'Ktanim Biodaim. So the Rashba says, Lehi. Deloilam taimed osam shumidi dechozi legdoilim beinam. Deloidomi lemarev legodol b'yom ha-kippurim. By tevel, you need something that's roi legdoilim. It's not enough that it's roi lektanim. But ma'arev legodol b'yom ha-kippurim, why do we use this word of roi lektanim? Dosam hu gufei chozi afilu legdoilim. That means the food itself is not a Yisur Chefza. There's no Yisur on the Chefza of Yisur Achila. It's just that the Yoim of Yom HaKippurim, this man is Goyrem that you can't eat it. V'kivon dein Yisur mitzad atzmo shel Eruv, v'chozi nami hashto lektanim yom ha'avim v'y. And since it's not mitzad atzmo not roi to eat, that means mitzad atzmo it's roi to eat, and also you see that ktanim are roi to eat it, so then it's a svara to be ma'arv because chazi lektanim. Mashenkin tevel de yisurei mitzad atzmo, filka chafal gav de chazi lektanim, ein ma'arvin boi le godoy. That's what the Rashba says, a chiluk, he says you need two things lamal yusa, that it's also this man was goyrim, that it's not a yisur chesse, and also that it's roi lektanim. If it's only because it's roi lektanim, it's not yet a svara that it's roi lektanim. And here I'll say that it's not shaykh to the nesivus. There's a yodua dik nesivus in Reish Lam and Dalet and Chosha Mishpot. He says that every isur d'rabbonon is considered a isur gavra, not a isur chefza. That means, Lumosho, he says that a shoygeg is not over b'chlal on the isur, because since by a isur d'oraisa, a isur chefza, if you eat it, you're over on a isur chefza. So even b'shogeg, you were over on the Isur, you did the Maisa Isur, but the Rabbonon, it's only also that the Gavra is not allowed to do it. So if it was a shogeg, he didn't know about it, he's not over b'chlal on the Isur. That's the Nesivus. So you would think to say over here also, that since it's a Tevel also mid-Rabbonon, it's only a Isur Gavra, not a Isur Chefze, and it's Roy L'Ktanim, so why is the Rashba saying that it's not a Svora because it's not Toli Bizman. The Rashba only said something that's Toli Bizman. The Rashba didn't say something that's Toli. Not every time we say a Yisur Chefetz versus a Yisur Gavra. There could be something that's a third thing called the Isur D'Yoy Megorim. That means the Rashba might be saying that since it's a Isur, that the Yoyim is Goyim, and the Yoyim will finish, and the Heter will come back. So the Isur is not such a strong Isur that they should offer it for Eruv. The Gabi Eruv, they said, such a Kal Isur that it only comes with this man, that's Mutar to be Ma'ariv in it. But let's say Isur Durabonim, even you'll say that it's a Isur Gavra. But it's also, so that wouldn't be considered enough to be Ma'ariv with it. So we're back to the Rashba that he said a chiluk between Isur Cheftza and Isur that's totally Bizman. The Lashon of Rav Chaim Loizer, when he brings the Rashba, he says, so we see from these two Svoras that it's Roy Lekotna and it's Isur Yoy Megorim, that it's not called a Isur Cheftza. The Rashash here says, he has a teretz. The Rashash teretz is also found in the Marchesha, says it, and the Reb Chaim Moshe brings it from others, or he says it on his own, that there's a new way to think why the Kasha of the Rashba, we could answer the Chilik between Yom Kippur and Tevel Midrabbonim. Why? By Yom Kippur, we say that it's Chazilik Tanim, is a Svara to make a Eruv. And by Tevel Midrabbonon, is not a Svara to make a Eruv because you can give it to a Kohen. So they say, because Tevel is also Ba'no Shel Tilui. That means it's not from the Isuri Ano, Kloya Kerem, Orla is called the Isuri Ano, you can't have any Ano from it. But Tevel is not from the Isuri Ano, it's just the Isra Achila. Which Isur Ano is also Ano Shel Tilui. The Gemara says that to give it to a behemoth to eat, so it's Michalet, it finishes it, it consumes it completely, so that's also with Tevel. You could do other Anos which keeps it in shape, but you had Ano from it, that's Mutar, but Ano Shel Tilui, like a behemoth should eat it, that's also. And in fact, there's a riot from the Gemara they bring in Chulin Dav Zayin. The Gemara says that if you bought Dmai, Dmai is a Isur Tevel Darabona, and if you bought Dmai Litzorech Odom, it's also to give it to Behemah because it's a Isur of Anoy Shel Kilui. If you bought it for a Behemah, it says the Rabona didn't answer it for a Behemah. But if you bought the Dmai Lechat Kilui for Odom, so then it's also to Behemah because it has Dinim of Tevel, that it's also of Anoy Shel Kilui. So Memela, they say that Einachanam, you could make a Eruv and the Smach the Svara that it's Chazilik Tani. But if it's Tevel Derabonon, Tevel Derabonon has all the dinim, the Isurim of Tevel, and it's also Ba'anoy Shel Kiluch. And Mele, so if you would give it for Ktanim to eat, it would be called that you had Anoy Shel Kiluch from Tevel. And that's also because the cotton consumes it. On this, the Stipler says, and he says this is what Reb Chaim Moshe meant. Reb Chaim Moshe writes it, the Kitzur, to be doicha this Svora. So the Stipler says two Svoras. One Svora, he says, that to be mechalik between the Anoy Shel Kilui, that we give it to Behema and he consumes it, or a person, our cotton, that he consumes it. The first Svora is that what we mean, Anoy Shel Kilui, means the person who gave it to him to eat, the person who owns the tevil, he has ano from it. Lamos of the behemoth, when he eats it, he grows, he gets fatter from it, he's worth more, or he didn't hunger, he's still living. So that's called ano momen. If he has ano momen from the tevel, ano momen al yidei kilui, that's also. But a cotton that he ate, he doesn't have ano momen. On this we should bring the Tosfos and Chulin. It says, the Gemara says, then when he ate teruma, a davar momen shein lo bailim, the Gemara says it's mishtar shile. Sometimes there's ano that you didn't have a straight ano from it, but you gained by not having to give the behemoth food instead of it, and that's called ano that you have to pay. So the there Tosfos is that a person that he ate also is called mishtar shile, that he ate teruma, he didn't have to eat other things, so memele you should pay ano as teruma. So it says he could have fasted. So by a person, there's a swore that he could have fasted. So it could be by a cotton, if we would say it's called Hanoh, because Mishtar Shele, he had Hanoh's moment, so we say he could have fasted. Unless you're talking about a very little cotton that couldn't have fasted. Another svara the stipler says is because when you give a behemoth to eat, it doesn't have bechira. You give a behemoth to eat, it eats right away. It's called that you are machil. You had the anoy, you gave the behemoth to eat. You are machil this, you used the teva. But when you give it to a person, even a cotton, he eats on his own. He has a bal bechira. It's his decision to eat. So it's not called that the machil has the anoy from what that person ate. So memela, they say that you can't say that because there's an Isra of anoy shel kilui that a behemoth should eat it. The same thing, there's an Isra of anoy shel kilui when a person or a cotton eats it. Over there, it's not called anoy shel kilui mitzad the machil. Memela, it could be that it's not also by these anoy. Rabbi Ezri Tainas on the Rashbo like this. Rabbi Ezri says, Rav Shach, he says that there is a difference by Isur of Tevel midrabbonan that chazi l'ksanim l'fi the Rashbo you could be machil biodayim. It's different than Yom Kippur when it's when you were to give it biodayim to cotton tea. So he says because the reason why by Tevel you could give it to a cotton because he's not a bar oinshin. He's bemis is a dober also, but since a cotton is not a bar oinshin, you're allowed to give it to him because there's no aveira here. But that might not be called that it's roi lekotan. It means the tevel is bemis also, but you found somebody who's not over a iser on it. A dugma, let's say, like a goy. Could you say that because a certain thing is a mutar to a goy, you could be able to be married, let's say, dover iser lachil a tevel. There's also bachil. A goy could eat tevel, or by himself if it comes in eats it. So we don't say that a goy. It has to be somebody that's roy for it. So memela cotton is not roy, so we say that it's not called a sudo ru'uyo, because it's not shaykh ba'inshin. By Yom Kippur we say, by Yom Kippur, why do we allow to give to a cotton? It brings rice, it brings a mechat chinuch. The macheshet in a ha'ora on the bottom of the page has a sofik in it. But Rav Shach says that the reason why you're allowed to give it to a cotton, it's because it's a sakona if he fasts. He's too young to fast, and Mele is even a mitzvah to give it to him. So Mele is called a sudo ruyo because he should eat it on Yom Kippur. The same thing a godol, if he would be in a sakona, he would be mutar to eat. So Mele says that the svara of chazi l'ktani by Yom Kippur is a much stronger svara because it's really roy for him, not mitzad, that he won't get a onesh on the Easter, only because it's a filo mitzvah, he should eat it on Yom Kippur. So that's a svara that's roy l'ktani. But a svara of Yom Kippur, the svara of Tevel, that wouldn't be a svara because it's not called yet roi for him. And this inyan of Bezin Mitzvin Afrishoy or Ein Mitzvin Afrishoy, we have a Rambam. The Rambam in the end of Hilchus Macholes Asuras, Perikut Zion. Halacha Chof Zayin. Koton, she'ochal echod mimacholos asuros, adoraisa, any maichol also, oi she'oso melocha b'shabbos, is it a real melocha on Shabbos, ein bezin mesuvin lafrisho, lefzein a ben da. It's not a ben da, so memele bezin don't have to take him away from the Isra. So we see that ein bezin mesuvin lafrisho, even by Isra doraisa. Bamed vorim amurim b'shoso me'atma, he did it on his own. אבל להכיל את ביודיים אוסו, ואפילו דבורים שאיסורון מדברי סויפרים, even something that's also מדרבון, it's also to be מאכיל ביודיים, that's not like the רשבו. וכן אוסו להרגילוי בחילוב שבס ומועד, ואפילו בדבורים שאין משום שבוס. It's also to be מרגילים, that's much more like the spore of מסרח. Then he continues in הלוך החוף חס, אף על פי שאין בזין מצובין לאפריש. It's a cotton, even though Bezin is not mitzvah to be mafrish or cotton from a Yisur, but mitzvah loviv ligo boi lafrisha kde lechamcha b'kdushi. Shenema chanech lenarol tidarkir. So the father has a special Yisur to be mafrish and today to be mechanechim b'kdushi. So the Rambam holds that it's ain Bezin mitzvah lafrisha even a Yisur d'oraisa, and it's also to be machil b'yodayin even in a Yisur d'rabbonan. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Halacha, Perek, not Perek Zayin, Perek Chof Dalet,
Halacha Yud Aleph, Koton, she also the Shabbos Dobo Shumishum Shavuz, a Koton that was over on Shabbos Dobo Shumishum Shavuz, Aisha Tarabona, Tegoin, she told us, Osi Shena Inoku, we were stirred from Osi Shena Inoku, we still tell the Kalmelis, Ein Bezin Mitzuvin Afrisha, that's Mamish the Gemara in Yabon Shkub Yud Aleph, Osi Shena Inoku, we still Lisha Midarabona, a Kalmelis is a Rishuz Darabona, so Bezin or not Mitzuvin Afrisha, it's Mashman the Rambam, but if it would be a Doraisa, it's Bezin Mitzuvin Afrisha. Chaini Mimichoy Oviv, Ein Memachin Biyodah, if the father led him, so we don't mochiach the father of the fact that that he let him do it. So it's a stira on the Rambam. In Nichol Shabbos, he says after the Rabbanan and Bezdin Mitzuvin Lafrishes. And in Hilchos Macholes Asuris, he says even by a Dori Raisa. So he said the Keset Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah, and he says Sorich Li Talmud. How could he say it as fear like that? And the Kesef Mishnah says that it might be loved up. The Efsho Loimal, Shemashe, Omar Kamran Beinu Nilchus Shabbos Mishum Shvus, Loimakas Mishum Shvus, Mishum Reza, Dein Bezim Mitzuvin Afrishes, Elo Mishum Sefer, that it says in the Sefer, Imen Ichiyovi Vein Memachin Biyos, Tainu Dafke Bisturi Darabona, Abol Bisturi Toiro Memachin Biyadovi Shloi Yanichenu La'asisi, so then it's them as the Rambam would hold, that even by Yisur Doraisa Ein Bezim Mitzuvin Afrishes, but Mitzad the father, that is Mitzvah to be Mashiach, Bezin has to be Mashiach the father. So that's only an Eisod Doraita, but an Eisod Dorabonon is Ein Memachim B'Yodim. It's in Shin Mem Gimel, and Orachayim is talking about this union of Bezin Mitzvah Nafrisha, or Ein Bezin Mitzvah Nafrisha. Says Kosta Meichan Neveilos Ein Bezin Mitzuvin Afrisha. Al Oviv Mitzvah Li Mitzuvah Li Goboy Afrisha Nisol Doraisa. He adds on that it's Nisol Doraisa that it's Mitzuvah Afrisha. So that is saying the Ramo that like the Rambo Nilchus Shabbos. Lachilu Biyodai Moso Rafilu Dvorim Shasurim Divrei Soifrim. That's like the type of the Rambo. There's all kinds of dinim and mitzvahs and cases that it could be Nogea Lamaita if Bezin or Mitzuvin Lafrisha or Ein Bezin Mitzuvin Lafrisha. Lamosu. There's a case where Koton a coin is Netame Lameisim, so if it's Midoraisa Ein Bezin Mitzuvin Lafrisha, you don't have to take him out. What if the mother is Milberet, if she's allowed to go into Oil Lameis? That means the Uber is a Kohen, but you don't know if it's a Zohar and a Keva, and you want to go into Oil HaMes. So it says, B'shem B'shach, Kosov HaShach B'shem Morekeach, Ve'ish es Kohen Meuberes Muteres Likonex Bo Oil HaMes. It's fake speculum. Shemo in a Keva. If it's in a Keva, there's no Yisrael Tumel HaKohen. But Shemo, who Nathal? So Memela, it could be that it'll never become a Kohen that's also Bekunah. That's the din of that he brings in this case of Ein Mitzuvin Lafrisha. I mean, if it would be a tinek that is older, so it's also to bring him into Eil HaMes, but since it's Uber, there's a state statement. Okay. Then says Rabbi Yerucham says, Kol dobo shumi shum mitzvah safina lebi odayim kigoyin shemechan chinoise litkoya b'shabbos. That means the Rabbana said you're not allowed to be tekeah yitzias shofar on Shabbos instead of Shavuos. And the Kotan wants to be tekeah to learn how to do a mitzvah. So we have mitzvah dechod the Yisro the Rabbana mitzvah sheni, it's a mitzvah nidoraita to teach him. So if it's mishum mitzvah, so that's mutter to give him the odayim a shofar to be mechanichim litkoya. The mutar lachil pesach lekoton afal pishle nimne olav. The din of eating carbon pesach is only menuyav. The ones who became menuyin, part of the carbon pesach nechaim, and they shechted for them. But if there's a koton that is not a mommy on the carbon pesach, so it says you're allowed to give him the odayim carbon pesach to eat because it has a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah in eating carbon pesach. So Menela, even though it's a lowly mnuyah, it's a finale biodayim mishum mitzvah. The shaila is over here. There's a mokum to be choyker because the gabi tkiyas shofar. There is a tkiy on Rosh Hashanah, so he was to care for himself. It could be like a mitzvah of a kotna tkiyas shofar for himself. But a korban pesach, if you're not linuyov, you're not mekayim a mitzvah of korban pesach. So what's the revach? What's the gain by giving him a piece of korban pesach that is not linuyov? It's only if there's a mitzvah involved in it. It's a surah of a mitzvah. Here there's no surah of a mitzvah. I don't begin. It says here in the Mogen Avraham that it's called a chinuch mitzvah, and it is mutar to give him. It's mashma that it is some kium of a ma'isin mitzvah. Fine, mashe kosad tisime reish samaches, v'yesho imrim di mitzvah seseh mutar l'achiloi b'yodayim kigoyin, liten loy lishtes kodem kiddush. We know that we're not allowed to drink before kiddush. The first thing of Shabbat has to be kiddush. And the koton, you're allowed to give him to drink before kiddush. That means, what's the mitzvah is to do kiddush. So you're giving him to drink without being mekayim the mitzvah. That's called also lachilo biodaim, as if you're giving him a isur of a loyfese. But here you're just not being mekayim ma'ese. On that we don't say that it's called ma'achilo biodai. Avol pshita de mikol mekoyim mechuyav lechanchom b'mitzvah se'ese kigoyin la'ase shlem kiddush v'kayyote b'zeh. You have to be mechanchim to make kiddush. But the isur of drinking before kiddush, on that there's no isur of safina le'biodai. And the chinuch is kol chad l'chutvom chorfe yedea l'isatev chayv b'tzitzit ishmat fina chayv b'tzitzit. That's the union of chinuch. Then he brings the Bir Halacha, Tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eger. If you need to carry Sfarim to Shul, to the Beit HaKnesses, where there's no Eruv. So you want a Kotan, should carry Sfarim for yourself, it's Lidvar Mitzvah, but Mitzad Sheini is Safino Le Biodayim. It says, if you're giving him Biodayim to be over in the Yisro Darabonah. So he says, is Shaila Ziyesh Lismuch Bozel or Ashbo Yisro Darabonah and Safino Le Biodayim. The Eishiv, he says, Rabbi Akiva Eger answered, the Zeinah. The Oran Kosav Leed Yedat Lo Rashbo Safino Reik Letzol Kovlo Letzol Kenu. What we said before, that if you give a cotton wheel dime, something to do for us, not for himself, so it's a shine of Mitzvah Zorich that he might do it when he's a Godol also. So that would be also Losis wheel dime, just if it's for the cotton himself. Father Rabbi Machinon Biyodi, Yesh Takono Litin Latinek Chumish Vesidor, Sheisa Lebeis HaKnesses Lezorich Atzmoy Lespalov Lishmer Kriyosatere. If you give the cotton for himself, that's called Safino Leisor Biodaim Lefida Rajbo Leisor Darabona, because the cotton himself needs it, and we don't say Misra Sars, because when he'll be a Godel, no, then now he has to be Mekayim. And the main lead story for Godel Limri Lis Palav Yachas. So he brings from Rabbi Kivega, if you have a problem of bringing a Sefer to Shul, it's only you could, if we're a place where there's no Eru, so you could be turning on the Rajbo to be over an Isor Darabonon of carrying, but only if the cotton is using it for himself. If it's a sefer that the cotton thinks or he's taking it for himself, but if he's taking it just for the godel, that's also. And you can't tie it that he's taking it for kibbutz, because that's for the father. That's not for him. He's mekayim a mitzvah.